Yes. Hello. Good morning. Daily Inspiration Time. So glad you wanted to be a part of this. I have a few things to share with you out of Luke chapter 12 today. I want to talk to you about confessing Christ, not being ashamed of Jesus. There's a big, great consequence for you and I if we are washed in the blood of Jesus and we become a Christian, and we have a stewardship, we have a responsibility to let people know that we are the people of God. You know, fear is a real thing. There's a verse there in the book of Timothy that tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Most people, when they read that verse about fear, you know, think of them not supposed to be scared of spiders or the horrible things that could happen, your worst imaginations. But really, if you look at the context of that fear, it's in sharing the gospel and making a stand for Christ. I mean, it works on those other things too. We shouldn't be afraid. We should trust God with our life. It seems like you and I, if we have the real Lord Jesus and we have a real Christianity, we're not going to be ashamed to talk about it. We're not going to be ashamed to let people know that we have the light of the world, that we have the only answer for America, for the world. You know, Christianity is not a choice on the buffet, and we just picked it, and it's the leaner meat and the most nutritional religion of them all. It is the only religion that saves. It is the only life that saves. The person of Jesus, not the religion of Jesus, but the person of Jesus, having him and knowing him. There is no other way. Listen to what he says here in Luke chapter 12. He says, I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. So he says clearly, if you confess him before men, he'll confess you before the angels of God. You deny him, he'll deny you before the angels of God. Yeah, that's really pretty simple. Now, it's not enough to just blab and just say some things. There's got to be a life that's right. But if that life is right, if you and I have the treasure of Christ in us, why not confess him? Why not say the reason I do what I do is because Christ is in me? That, you know, when a compliment comes our way, we bring it back to God. We bring it back to the person of Jesus. We were not ashamed of Jesus. Or he's ashamed of us. We're not timid and scared, because if they don't know Jesus, if the world, the neighbors, the people around us don't know Jesus, they all go to hell. And we don't want to misrepresent God. I just want to encourage you today. Confess God before men. Don't be ashamed of him. God has not given you a spirit of fear, not a spirit of timidity. He's given us boldness. The Bible says the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. We are going to stand against whatever's happening in society and say that's wrong. We're going to speak the truth in love. We're going to identify with Christ and his word. We have a sword. That's our weapon. It's called the word of God. We don't go to war. The Bible says to love your enemies and not to kill them. But we stand with the sword and defend what God gave us. And that is the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. And we are not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed to say homosexuality is wrong because the Bible states it. Adultery is wrong, the Bible states it. I'm not ashamed to declare what the word says about heaven and hell. I'm not ashamed to declare what the word says about the pure in heart are going to seek God. I'm not ashamed to rebuke people that are living in gross sin, but I'm going to give them a hope as I tell them the way of your life is wrong. But Jesus said, and Jesus will change your life if you will come to him in humility. So let's just take this little short thought today to confess Christ. Make it an exercise today to go somewhere that it's not easy to confess Christ and speak about him to someone who is in darkness. And you will see light shine. And the Bible says where sin so greatly abounds, grace does much more. God bless you. Have an enjoyable day confessing Christ to your friends and neighbors and enemies. Bless you.